This Shiur is brought to you by the Lev Aron Foundation. For more, visit levaronlibrary.com.
This week's parasha. Parashas Nasai. Perik Vav. We have Nazir. Parsha, the story, the halacha of Nazir. The Torah tells us about the Nazir. Pasuk Zayin. Perik Vav. Pasuk Zayin. He's not going to be Matam himself in Nazir. Why? Ki Nazir Alakav Al-Rashay. The crown. The crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his God, is on him. What does it mean, Nazir Al-Rashay? Where is this crown? What is it referring to? What is the crown? So the truth is, the simple poshet pshat, it's an expression of hisnasus, that he's an elevated, it's royalty. The nazir is a cut above everyone else, not your regular person. So to give a mashal, to give an expression of his nasus, that he's a cut above, we use nazir, that he's a crown. And why al-Roshay? Because that's where a crown is. That l'chura wouldn't be this simple implication of the pasuk. That the nazir is crowned. What is the crown? He's not your regular average.
Nazir means crown?
No. Nazir itself, see, the translation of Nazir means to be separated from. Lahazir is to be separated. But we find that it also is used as a Nazir. Nazir means a crown. So in what sense does the Nazir have a crown on his head? And the answer is because he's elevated.
Special.
He's special. Very well said. He's special. And the crown is on the head, so it's Nazir Elakav Al Roshay. I will show you from the reading of the Psukim that that's not even the Pasha Pshat. It can't be. It can't be that that's what it means, that he's special, he's an elevated person, and he's like wearing a crown, and the crown is on his head. Let's read Pasuk Tes. Chiyamus Meisalav. What happens if someone is a Nazir, but unfortunately someone died next to him? Pesah Pisay. Wasn't it happened, something that happened. The Timei Roish Nizroi. He's Matama, the head of Nizroi. The Timei Roish Nizroi. What does that mean? The head, he was Matama, the head of his Nazirus. But the person is a Nazir in his head and not his body, he's a Nazir. So what are you referring to? What does it mean? Now, L'chura, if we meant to say that he's Metama, which means he destroys. Okay, let's go.
Parashat Naso, continuation.
So what does it mean? Timei Roish Nizroi. What's a Timei Roish? Timei means a matame, runt. He runt Roish Nizro. Now if you mean the crown, then it should say Timei Nezer Rosho, lo Roish Nizro. When he's matame, the top of the crown, Hutimei at Roish Shalar Keter. What does it mean? So the Rechaim HaKadosh really asks us for a question. What is the word Rosh? It's a miutar and out of place. It's extra and out of place. What does it mean? So the Rechaim says Tubshatim. The Emes, it's Tumas Guf. It's the body. Afal pike lo milvachin nitma gufa. So the Torah is trying to say not only did the body of the Nazir become tamei, el afilu kedusha sheyesh beroishai, the kedusha that he has in his head, the chsiv nezer al kavar roishai. So he means the crown. What does he mean by the kedusha that he has in his head? Nezer al kavar roishai. So the nezer, the kedusha. So hayat zarich liot katuv timei nezer roishai loy roish nizrei. So it's not the nezer. So it's something else, and that's called something b'roishai, which is the nezer l'kava roishai. It's missing definition and description. Something is not clear here. And then the Rechaim says a halacha teretz, that actually roish doesn't mean his head. Roish means the beginning of, which means the beginning doesn't count. It's not pshat, he did 15 days and now he can do another 15 days. It's finished. The whole 15, meroish, from the beginning it's already no good. So he has to start all over again. That's timei roish. Roish is the beginning, the head, the tchila. So the first pshat is about nezer. It's talk about the crown. And the second pshat means it has nothing to do with his head. It has to do with the beginning of. He ruined the beginning days. So what does the Archaim mean? It's vague. That's the word I'm looking for. It's very vague. He was Metama, the Kedusha, the head, the nezer, the crown. It's words. What does it mean? So I saw a very interesting medrash. The medrash says, take a look here. Here is Blurit. Blurit is not a nice thing. You know, halacha tells us you're not supposed to have a blurit, a long-haired. Why? Chatzitza with tefillin. It's not a good thing. And it's mishukatz. It's a sign of someone who is not
disgusting.
Yarei Shemayim. Yet, since the Nazir does it l'shem Shemayim, that he keeps his hair growing, then it becomes Nazir al-Raisha. It becomes a crown. I read you the Lush in the Medrash. Bavarei. Come and see how the mitzvahs make beauty for Klal Yisrael. You know, we say a bracha oiter Yisrael b'sifara. What's it referring to? You know what it's referring to?
Tefillin?
The mitzvahs. What's so beautiful about the tefillin? It's beautiful. And the answer is because it's a cheftza shel mitzvah. Yid has on ornaments of mitzvah. So the here is also that ornament. Says the Medrash, "Balay gadol sar nivul hu la'adav." Long hair is not a pretty thing for a person. He's like a Bowery bum keeps his hair long, and a nazir also. Does it make sense? When a person is untidy, he's not groomed, so he keeps his hair long. Nivul hu la'adav. He doesn't wash and cut his hair. But this Nazir who does it l'shem Shemayim, the Torah calls the hair a crown. So according to this Medrash, what is the Nazir? It's the hair. Huh? Gevaldik. It's a meridik of Shatra Vaisai. The Nazir is the hair itself. You want to know what crown he wears? The hair itself is his crown. Let's read a pasuk, Yudches, and see if that fits into the psukim. In pasuk Yudches, it discusses the cutting of the hair. Says the pasuk. Oh, this is voracious. One second. Pasuk says, Perik Vav pasuk Yudches. The Gilach HaNazir Pesach El Moed Es Roish Nizrei. So if Nizrei means his hair, so we could say Es Roish, the head, and Nizrei is the hair of the head. The Loka Chesar Roish
Nizrei.
So here it's a little different, right? It's the Sar, we already mentioned the hair. And that's called Sar Roish Nizrei, but I thought Nizrei is the Saroish. It is the hair. Unless it's supposed to be read together. Sar, which is Roish Nizrei. The way you have to read it is Sar, which is Rosh Nizrei, his head, which has the crown. The question, of course, is the trop, the tamim, is not mashma that way. Mm-hmm. If you look at the tamim, it's Sar, and then it's a Rosh Nizrei. It should be Sar Rosh Nizrei. All right. It's, again, vague. That to say that's referring to the here, and that the here is his nazir, I wasn't happy with it. So what did I do? I went to look at Chazal. And I found in Chazal Sifri Zuta. Sifri? There's two Sifris. There's Sifri Rabsa and Sifri Zuta. So the Gemara is on the Psukim. Chazal on the Psukim. And there the Medrash, the Chazal say, Ki nazir lekov al roishai. Magid. This teaches us Shahanizirus Biroishai. That the Nazirus is in his head. Oh, now we're starting to see something about the head. Yeah. The Nazir is a Nazir in his body. But there's something unique, specific about Roishai that the Nazirus has to do with Roishai.
Especially here.
Oh. Does he mean Biroishai the here? That's what he means? The truth is, Al Roishai. Al Roishai is on. On would be the here. The only thing that's on the head is what?
Yeah.
Is the here. Obviously, the Medrash is saying more, and the Medrash is trying to, Chazal are trying to tell us that the crown is on his head. And that is because the actual Naziris has to do with his head. And we don't mean the here. So what do we mean? Okay. If it's okay with you, I want to repeat this, and I'll tell you why. It's very nice to come here and talk philosophical things. It's also very important to read and to learn the Chumash inside and to have a way of learning the Pasuk. The Pasuk is very important. That's half of what I try to teach you, to read. So give me a minute to repeat so you can see the reading of the Pasukim. What do I want? Okay. I want you to think for a minute how you would translate that the Nazir is special ki nazir elakav al roishai, and therefore he's not being matam himself, says the Pasuk. What does it mean ki nazir elakav al roishai? Nazir is a crown. So the crown of Hashem is on his head. What is that referring to? So of course it means that he's kashuv, right? He's a lofty person. He's not your regular person. So keser is supposed to be an expression of that. You want to see someone especially, you say he has a crown on his head. He's royal. And since Kesar's Aroishai, it's on the head usually a crown, so that's Nazir Elakov Aroishai. But I show you that the next Pasuk, it says that when he rules the Nazirus, it says Timei, not the Nazir, but Timei Roish. So it's something about the head, not about the crown. He's ruling the head. Nizrei, what does that mean? So you're saying he wounds the head that's wearing the crown? What is it referring to? Our Chaim says it's a good question. We have to know what that word is. It doesn't fit. It's out of place. Explains to Our Chaim one of two things. Either because it's referring to the crown, and the crown is on the head, so therefore it says, Rosh Nizrei. And he uses a word because the Kedusha is on the head. So it's not just simply what Rabbi Sai, that the crown happens to be worn on a head. But since the Kedusha is the crown, what is the crown? What are we referring to? We're referring to a Kedusha, something spiritual. And that is B'Roi Shai. The Mailer says the Nazir Elakov is Al Roi Shai, and therefore it's his teammate Roish, because that's where the Kedusha is, that's where the Nazir is. Lamaisa, there's an interesting medrash that the crown is his hair. Because since he's not cutting it, L'shem Shemayim, so the hair itself is a crown. But it doesn't fit with the psukim so well. Later on, we talk about cutting the hair and Rosh Nizrei. So you can't say that the sar is the crown. Because it says he cuts sar, which is on Rosh Nizrei. The hair, which is on Rosh, so you see that it's something sar, unless it's read together. the ta'amim is not mashma that it's read together. It's sar, which is roish nizroi. What does that mean? Okay. So I find the medrash chazal that the nizirus is biroishi. What does that mean that the nizirus is biroishi? So I found Rabbi Ruchim, not in Bamidbar, not in this week's parsha, but in Vayikra, in the Hakdama, the Chumash Vayikra. And he says, Libi Oimerli, my heart tells me, here an expression for Rabbi Ruchim, my heart tells me that this is why the Torah uses and emphasizes so many times the word Roish. If you notice, Every other pasuk by not roish nizroi nezer kaval roishai, there's such an emphasis on the head. What's the emphasis on the head? And he brings a few of the examples. Taloyava roishai tibi roish nizroi. Why? Ki hapoirish atzmoi min hayayin mikol dover hamashkir, anything that makes shikrut asheheim hamikapchim umevatlim hadas. That takes away the mind. Person drinks, he loses his senses, right? He's not there. His mind is being ruined, right? Killing brain cells, as they say in English. Hare ki yadloi b'shmiras hadas. So this person has protection of the das, which is where? B'roishay. That's why the nazirus, there's such an emphasis about roishay. Now I understand what the Medrash, the Sifri, is saying. Melamed, Shaneziris, the ikur part of the Nazirus is where? It's Beroishai. What does it mean? I'll explain to you in beautiful words, terminology. It's not an action, what he does, but it's a concept, what he thinks. It's a machshava. Nazirus is more than just what he's doing. It's about the das.
What's in his head, not on his body.
It's not about external, it's internal. It's biroishay, and that's probably what the Archaim also means when the Archaim says kedusha. Timei roish. What does timei roish mean? The kedusha shebiroishay. There's something about kedushas nazir unique to roishay. The whole body is kadosh. Yeah, but there's specificity. I think that's the right word. Specificity, there's such a word? More or less. Specific to the Rosh. Okay? Unique. Nazirus is about the Rosh. More than it is about the action. Even though you would say it's the action. He's a Nazir. He stays away from this and that. And he's holy. Acts like a holy man. No. The mind. It's in the mind. That's the sugya of nazirus. I want to discuss this in the Rishayim a little bit. Just a side note. Is that true? That the reason why he shouldn't drink wine? Because wine takes away das. This is a machlaikis Rishayim. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim Shar Gimel, Chel Gimel, Perik Memches says that the real problem with the wine, that the Nazir shouldn't be drinking wine, is because wine brings out the worst in people. The worst. It brings out. There is nothing, the Gemara says, there's nothing that brought more damage to the world than wine. Wine makes a person shikr, and that leads to all the degrading behavior of the world. Okay?
Well, the truth comes out with wine, right?
Okay, sure. I want to be specific. The Rambam doesn't say more than wine is a destructive force. Wine is a destructive force. Rabbeinu Bechaya continues with that concept of the Rambam on the pasuk of Yayin v'sheichel yishta. My impression is that there is a little bit of a difference between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rambam is discussing the damage that comes from wine. Rabbeinu Bechaya discusses the taiva, that a person who drinks wine is giving in to taiva. Wine is from the biggest addictions. You see, wine is a tremendous addiction. addiction to wine leads to other tithes. We find the reason why Chazal asked Yayin Esach, because what's the next step? Mishum Pita, Mishum Yenum, because Mishum Chasnus, you know. Wine leads to
damage.
To dirty Averis, right? Dirty Taivas. I mean, wine is a Taiva which is dirty. What? Taiva is lust. From the lust of wine, the next step is the lust of women. So therefore, by giving in to the wine, you're giving in to the whole concept of Taiva. You know, I'll read it to you just to show you that I feel that there's a difference. The Rambam says, V'tam naziris mevur ma'oid, v'hi aprishus min ayayin, asher hifsid min arashayna v'achreina rabim v'atsuma. Many people... big damn, yeah. You know what else? This guy Vaselli, the congressman from Staten Island, Heistach the Grace, Chosher, all the years they held of him in such a high esteem. You know what brought him down? A DUI. He was drinking and he was driving. They pulled him in, and then guess what they found? Oh, they found the whole.
He said the truth.
Oh, a lot of stuff came out on him, right? But what was his downfall? A cup of wine. That's what his downfall was, huh? Hivsid, Hivsid min Hashayna v'Achrayinim, Rabim v'Atzumim, Kol Harugav, all the what do you call that in English? It's not coming to my mind, but it caused a lot of people, a lot of hurt. All its victims, a lot of victims from wine. Okay. Rabbeinu Bechaya says a different pshat. Along the lines of the Ram, but a little bit different. Hazayim and Ayayin. Huzayim and Ayayin, he has to be careful from the wine. Kichol ha-nimshach achrav. Nimshach achrav ta'avot. It's the start of living a life of taiva. Who may be lidei chatoyim u'mechshay l'ram. So it's like the Rambam, that wine is a destructive force, but it's not so much technical as much as philosophical, right? Because wine... you go from one taiva, one addiction to another, and it leads to addiction to terrible things. Okay. Sipurna. Sipurna uses a lashon that the reason why wine is the Nazir's enemy, so to speak, because by not drinking wine, he's machnia the yetzer. The priest was from it. You see, these Rishonim are discussing the negative effect of drinking. And the chinuch, and the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that by drinking, there's a negative, that you're going after the taiva. The Sipurna is learning the staying away of it is a form of working against your Yetzara, the positive. A little bit. You see, we're saying little differences, nuances in the Rishonim that they're looking from a different angle. The Ragbag, well, Bag says it the other way, that it's magbir the Yetzahara. And when you drink wine, it brings out more and more Yetzahara. So just showing two different... Well,
which is a little opposite.
It's the opposite, but it's different nuance. One is saying that by drinking, you're adding bad. And the other one's saying by staying away, it's a form of precious, which is healthy. A person learns, he's teaching himself to stay away from addictions, from tiredness, from Yetzaharas. But we still don't have that it has something to do with the Das. We still don't have in the Rishonim that it has to do with brain cells, so to speak. That wine takes away, like Rabbi Yeruchim said, Mikapeach, it ruins the mind. But I did find it, Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra says that the reason why he's supposed to stay away from the Yayin, says the Eben Ezra, Va'asei Zeh, he does this, the Nazir, for what reason? L'avaydus Hashem. That this is conducive for avaydus Hashem. Why? Ki hayayin mashchis hadas. L'avaydus Hashem. The chinuch also, I say the Eben Ezra because the chinuch is longer, so it takes long to read a chinuch. But also the same thing. It's das, but notice that it's not only das. Avodas Hashem. It ruins Das and it ruins Avodas Hashem. What is he referring to in Avodas? Das, I understand. That a person drinks, he gets drunk, he loses his mind. Right? What is the Eben Ezra, and the Chinuch Mi, when they say, and also it's destructive in Avodas Hashem. So they mean Taivus, no? They mean that it's Bir Averis, right? So then I don't understand. Is it this or is it that? Which one is it? Do you mean that you ruin the Das? It destroys the mind? Or is it because that it's a destructive force in Taivus? You know what I really believe the Pshat is, Rabbi Yisai? It's actually both. It's actually both. What is Das? Do you think it means that a person, when he drinks, he's not there, his mind is lost? The Bowery bum. That's what it means, that the Nazir shouldn't turn into a Bowery bum. It can't mean that. Why? How much is the Nazir drinking? You ever think about how much is the Nazir drinking? Anybody know how much the Nazir drinks? That it's already a problem for his Naziris? Revius. That's what people gulp down in one shot in Kiddush. Is there a problem for Kiddush if you drink a Revius? It's a mitzvah. Could you imagine that on Shabbos we say, you know, a person really shouldn't drink wine because he's ruining his das? But you're talking about Kiddush. What das? How much could you drink? You know how much Revius is? So let's even say the Chazonish is here of Revius, okay? Let's not say Reb Chaim, no, the small one. You know, I got a Becher Kusum from Reb Moshe Feinstein at my Pidyon HaBen. Or my bris. I think it was my bris. He was my sonic. Ramosh was my sonic. He gave me a... It was this small. That's what it was, a tiny little thing. So I always said to myself, probably, he just was giving it as a... for Kiddush. Not to make Kiddush on, but it's one of those little cups you pour for the Kiddush. Then I heard that the Chazad Chafetz Chaim's Kosol Bracha that he used to make Kiddush on, the grandchildren in Muncie have it, but they can't use it because it's not the shir. They're afraid to use it. Nobody. You know the story of the Michtam Elio? There's a story of the Michtam Elio. His wife bought him a becher. The week that she passed away, he asked if they can get him a different one. You forgot your wife already? No, he says, listen, she bought me the becher in England. Those days in England, the shir was much smaller. Moved to Bnei Brak, he became the Mashgiach of Panavish. Bnei Brak, the shir is 5 times the size. But he didn't want to put away the Bechel L'chvaydishtai. His wife bought him a Bechel, covered of the wife. So he made Kiddush, even though everybody looked and said, "Dad, that's for a schnapps, for L'chaim. That's not a Kiddush cup." So as soon as she passed away, he went and quickly got the bigger bech. Now I don't know if because he held the shear was bigger, or maybe then he had lechvayda the people of Bnei Brak. I don't know what the reason is.
Minagamakom.
I don't know if it had to do with what he really. Maybe he really felt it. But it's interesting that the becher, the kos of the Chafetz Chaim, becher is the kos in Yiddish. It's called the becher. That the kos of the Chafetz Chaim, the grandchildren can't use because it doesn't have the shiur. Yeah. So let's say the shiur is small. Yeah. Let's say it's the shiur from way back when, not the new Chazon Ish shiur. Or even if it is the Chazon Ish shiur. You want to tell me that by drinking that much wine, you lose your das? Unless you say the wine in those days was much stronger. I don't know. Maybe in those days. Maybe in those days the wine was stronger, Senachanami, if a person drank a Revius. But it can't be, Rabbi Yisai, that there's a chiyah for Kiddush to drink a Revius if it means that this is the shir that takes away das. Makes sense. You know, they asked this kasha, on Purim, Hayitachin, a person drinks till he's drunk, you take away the das. That's a terrible thing to take away the das. I remember there was once a member of this community that came and he screamed. You remember this, Rufal? And he came screaming, "How you talking that Bnei Torah get drunk on Purim?" Mm-hmm. Remember that? He came and screaming, "How you talking?" And he, "How can I tell them that they could do it?" So I told him, I'm not telling them nothing. I just read them what says in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to make up my own Shulchan Aruch? What do you want me to tell you? If I made it up and I said it, it's fine, but I never... Also, how come you don't teach them the Rambam Shita that doesn't really mean to get drunk? What it means is to drink more than regular and go to sleep. The Rambam Shita. I said, but that's the Rambam Shita, and everybody holds like that. One thing for sure, Purim is the only day that you could lose your das. Kiddush? Avada by Kiddush, you're not allowed to lose your das. So if this is a pshat in the drinking a Revius Yayin that you lose your das, then it couldn't be Mutta by Kiddush. Elamai, it's not that. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal if the Nazir goes and drinks? So let me tell you, Rabbeisai, what I think the pshat is. It's not that he drinks and he loses the das. He's drinking something which makes a person lose his das. It's not that the drinking itself is going to make him lose das. In English, we call it a vice. You know what a vice is? No, you know what a vice is? A person wants to take his mind off something. He drinks wine. That's not healthy for the nazir. It's not that he loses the das. Literally, he's going to be a Bowery bum. That's the shayla over here. A nazir is staying away from being a Bowery bum. And that's the greatness of the nazir. No. He uses nothing that covers the das. His das is strong, and he needs nothing to take it away. Some people try to change, you know, in English, an outlet. Some people have an outlet. What's an outlet? His mind is too much in his work, so he looks for something to make him forget about it. Nazir don't have that. Mm-hmm. The Nazir drinks nothing and consumes nothing that takes away his mind, even for a second. We don't mean drunk. We don't mean das that he became completely wasted, as they say in English. What do you say? It's a good vart. You hear? You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. To understand this vart properly, Rabbi Yisai, we have to discuss what is das. You like it, huh? We're going in the right direction. We're discussing taking away das. We don't mean Bowery bum. I mean, even for a moment, to get your mind off it. That's already called das, that he's ruining his das. What is das? What's a das? So Rabbi, I want you to know that there's actually deya and das. It's two different things. Deya is what we discuss when the Bowery bum becomes wasted. He becomes a chaser deya. Deya means concentration, thinking. Brain activity is deya. V'chonenu mi'idcha deya. So deya is just mind. You know, when a person, chas v'shalom, gets a stroke and he's brain dead, what they do is they test the brain waves. If it works or doesn't work, that's simple deya. Works or doesn't work? Does the brain work? And yet, on top of that, what is there? There is das. Deya and das have nothing to do with each other. Das is heskel. Heskel means the ability to understand. There's thinking, and then there's maskil. Right? I think there is some form of deya, even by an animal. There's a brain. The brain has very limited capabilities, but it's deya, and a man has more. But maskil, to be able to understand, that he doesn't have. Now, I want to tell you over a Meir de Kavart from Reb Simcha Zisel from Kelem. Ata chaynein l'adam. Adam is even a guy. Ata chaynein l'adam das. Atam kriim l'adam is a good deal, but pashtus. Ata chaynein l'adam, every person das. V'chaneinu we ask me'itcha chachma bina v'das. What is me'itcha, says Rav Simcha Zissel? Chachma de kedusha. There's two types of chachma. There's the basic chachma, goyim, there's chachma b'goyim tamin, not stupid.
Knowledge.
But then there's me'itcha. Choneinu me'itcha. We ask of you, Hashem, the Almighty, the Kedusha, the Kadesh, Ata Kadesh, the holiest of the holy. We ask me'itcha from you. Chachma bina v'das. Ashkenaz doesn't say chachma bina v'das. They say Deya bina v'haskel. So this is something completely different. There's Ata Chayne Ladam Das. And I want to add, what Hashem gives the guy is Chayne. It's a matana. Ata Chayne, you give it. Guy is born, he never asked to be smart or not smart. Abishta gives it to him. The Chayne Nu, we ask. That's Deya Bin Mahaskal. Itcha Hashem, the Kedusha, this spiritual knowledge, this spiritual wisdom, that has to be asked for. Zeh barak bikush bebakasha. It's for someone who searches it. I want to add this. I'll read you the words of Reb Simcha Zissel, and I'll show you where'd you put it. Oh, here it is. He talks about the importance of understanding the tefillah, and he says like this. It's Perik Yud Gimel, Chachma Musa Beis, Yud Gimel, Page Yud Gimel. He says like this. Ata chayinim. Ata chayinim ladam das. Pirish gam la'akum. Avil chaneinim itcha daika. From you, itcha. L'malam yiseich lanushi. Hashem, your wisdom. Ki Hashem yitri chachma mipiv. This we ask, chaneinim itcha for klal Yisrael. So I'm adding, what does that mean? One is given b'matana, atachayne. V'chaneinu, the other one, is what? V'chaneinu.
We ask.
We have to ask. Tachnunin. We have to ask for it. We have to search it. We have to want it. Comes out that there's thinking, and then there's something called chachma t'kedusha. Hashem, holy, holy thinking. What's the difference? Now I want you to know that Rabbi Yeruchim continues and he says, you want to know what the Kedusha of the Nazir? Because Das is Kedusha. I read it for you. Harei kiyad loy b'shmiras hadas. The Nazir is protecting his Das. V'zeh shenemar olav kadosh yeh. Now we know what the Kedusha of HaNazir is. Ki hadas kedushihi. Das is kedusha. Ukishadei aloy azay nezel kavaraisha. Kedusha and das is one of the same. Reb Simcha Zissel, you hear? V'chaneinu mi'itcha Hashem, your kadosh. Huh? This is Rabbi Ruch. I'm saying, and Reb Simcha Zissel says v'chaneinu mi'itcha. I'm saying, if you think about it, what is Das? Don't think Das is wisdom, because that's Chachma Bagayim Tamin. Even a guy has that. The smartest Gayim, but they don't have something which is called Chachma Bina V'Das. Something spiritual. There's a Das which is spiritual. And that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'choneinu Mi'itcho. This we ask of you, because you're spiritual. Chachma Bina V'Das. Rabbi Ruchim tells me that's why the Nazir is Kaddish. Why is he Kaddish? Because Shmiras Hadas, the wine, right? Devin Ezra, it protects Das. And I explained to you, what does it mean it protects Das? It doesn't mean that if not, he becomes wasted like an idiot screaming in the street. That's not what we're referring to. He's using something.
Relax.
Which takes his mind off things. It's a vice. It's an outlet. It covers over, even momentarily, the Das, that's already no good for the Nazir. And by not taking it, Shmiras HaDas, protecting the Das, That's called Kedusha. Now let me explain to you what this is all about. Sounds like beautiful words. Now, Lamaisa, what does it mean? Okay, so let me explain to you. We all understand that Kedusha is to separate. Harei at mekudeshes li. What is mekudeshes li? Kodesh. You think your wife is Kodesh? I wish you would think that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. So what does mekudeshes li mean? So Rav Tosfos explains, separated. Muvdal, mufrash. When we talk about a Kodesh, it's because also he's muvdal. Notice, where do we talk about Havdalah? For example, Atuchen Antanu, right? Lahavdil, we make a separation between Bekoidish Lacha, Ben Ar Lachesh, Ben Yisrael, Amin, Ben Yoyim, Ashvi. That's Havdalah. These are all the separations between and between, the two things. Where is it put? The Gemara says, in Atuchen. It's put in Atuchen. Okay? So Das is Havdalah, and Havdalah is Kedusha. Separation is Kedusha, and Das is Havdalah. So now, right? To be able to separate between good and bad, let's say. And then there's more, what do we call that? Refined separations. It's very... But the ability to is das. It's in the parsha of das, and that has to do with kedusha. Right? What does that do with kedusha? Because havdalah, separation, muvdal, mufrash is hariat mekudeshes. I want to add. That's why the bracha of ata kadosh follows with ata chinin as a bracha smucha. The Gemara says that all the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, they end with Hakel HaKadah, it ends with a bracha, and the next one doesn't even begin with a bracha because it's bracha smucha l'chaverta. So there's an attachment between them. You know what's attached? Kedusha and Das. This is Pasha Pshat Rabbis in the Tefillah. V'chaneinu mi'itcha Hashem, you're Kadosh? But may I talk about Das. And which Das do I talk about? Kedusha. You like it? You know why you like it? It's true. There's nothing I said. It's not true. It's not my pshat. You see that that's what it says here. Rabbi Yeruchim explains to us that what I just said is the Nazir. What I just said is the Nazir. Das is Havdalah. The ability to differentiate between good and bad. Yeah? Between Kadosh, pure and not pure, holy and not holy. And where does that come from? In Yiddish say, Van Shtamtas, where's the Shoresh? The Kedusha. Ata Kadosh, and the Bracha Smuchel Chavertas, Ata Chayni. With this, I think we can understand the Eitz Hadas. What is the Eitz Hadas? Pasuk says that the moment they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they would know Bein Toiv V'nifkuchu Einechem V'yisim Kelikim Kelikim? Yoidei Toiv Ra. What do you mean Elikim? How are they going to be like God? Well, what does that mean? And the answer is Ata Kodosh Mi'itcha Das is Hashem. It's Kedusha. The Yisim Kelikim. Menachos wasn't wrong. You know, there's a Chazal. The Chazal says that two people, three people, they did bad, but they spoke the truth. And one of them was the Nachash. It's Chazal. Nachash wasn't lying. Did the Nachash lie to them? Was he selling them a bill of goods? No, he wasn't. He wasn't selling them a bill of goods. The Yisim Kelikim. Yisim Kelly Kim. What does it mean, Yisim Kelly Kim? Hashem. Kedusha. Kedusha. Ata Kodesh. Chaneinu Mi'itcha. Yoidei Toivara. the ability to know the difference between Toiv and Ra, that is Keli Kimmel. If you notice, what does Chava do? She eats from the Eitz Hadas. Why does she eat from the Eitz Hadas? So if you take a look, it says in the Pasuk, Vateiro Isha, woman saw, Kitoivo Eitz Lamachal, V'chisavahu Le'inayim, V'nechmodhu, what's the next word? L'haskil. L'haskil. Ashkenaz doesn't even have Chachma Bina with Das. The word Haskel in Nusach Ashkenaz is Das. It's another way of saying Das. They don't have. Right? I think Sfarim do have. Right? Haskel and Das. You have to know if it's too shyness, what? Okay. But Pashtus, Haskel, is that ability. Heskel, which is only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what she saw. V'nechmad, her eitz, v'haskel. And that's why it's called eitz ha?
Da.
Da.
Before eating.
Wait. Eitz hadas, the tree of knowledge. That's the knowledge. The knowledge of das is to know the difference between toi v'ra. And that's a heskel. And that's what Chava saw, Nechmad Ha'etz L'Haskel. You know, the Gemara tells us, Yahiv Chachma L'Chakimim. Hashem only gives wisdom to those that are wise. And everybody asks the question, if they're wise, so what do you mean Hashem gives it? So who gave it to them at first? And you know what the answer is? Rav Simcha Zissel's word. Atachayinei L'Adam Das. That's given as a present. Person has das, he asks, v'chaneinu mi'itcha, then we give him a different type of das. That's yahir chachma l'chakim. The first basic das is a present. I think it's a beautiful word. We said different pshatim in years past, but according to Reb Simcha Zissel's pshat, beautiful. First is chachma that everybody gets, and then there's chachma that one achieves. See the difference? There's one that you get when you're born, and there's one that you achieve throughout your life. Yayiv Chachma L'Chakimim. And that's Yayiv if you search it. L'Chaneinu. Hashem, if you give it to us, we ask for it. Chava wanted this. Chava looks and she sees the Eitz Hadas and she says, Ki Nechmod Ha'etz L'Haskil. Here's my chance to get this extra Chachma, this extra Das. I want it. I'm searching it. See, we always think that Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas because she liked apples. She was matz. She was a big chassid of
fruits.
Of fruits, yeah. She loved the fruitcake. Yeah. We think that she liked, there was a taiva. She couldn't control some red delicious apples, even though it's not so plush. Apples, Chazal say it wasn't apples, but all right, let's go with the fairy tale that it was apples. Some say it was grapes, some say it was wheat. We'll discuss that a little bit later. Either way, it wasn't about taiva. You know what it was about? It was nechmad, eitz, l'haskil. Das, v'chaneinu mi'itcha, deyo bina v'haskel. She wanted that. And she knew that that's something that wasn't given to the person, but it has to be achieved. It has to be searched. So she thought this was the way to get it. Nechmad ha'etz l'haskel. I want to tell you something. I believe that that's why there was a discussion, if you're allowed to touch the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? It's very possible the Eitz Hadas had Kedusha. If you look at the Pardes Yosef, he brings from Achrayim that the reason why you were chayiv misa for eating from the Eitz Hadas is not because you went against the word of Hashem, because of Moel Behekdish. Moel Behekdish. If you eat and you take from Kodesh, it's a tremendous Aveira. And he also talks about possibly Chava was thinking you're not allowed to even touch the Eitz Hadas because there was Kedusha. And I always thought to myself, where is the Kedusha? Where does it come from? If Das, the Shayrish of it, is Kedusha, now I know where it comes from. Rabbi Ruchim teaches me that Das, the Shayrish of Das, is all Kedusha. It's extreme spiritual. Something's... So to think that it's just a beautiful apple tree or an orange tree or an essek tree, this was like a part of the Beis HaMikdash. It was Kedusha. To the extent that the Achreinim discuss, maybe there was a problem of Moel Behekdish for eating it. Like going into the Beis HaMikdash and eating what's not yours in the Beis HaMikdash. And Chav even added, maybe I'm not even touch it. Where does the Kedusha come from? The Das, Kedusha, it's all one. Okay. So what's Taka Pshat? That it was a bad thing. So that it was a good thing, no? What was the problem? If Eitz Hadas is Das, and there's Kedusha, and that's what she was looking for, so what's so bad? And why did Hashem say no? It's a good question. So years passed, I always had a shot. I think I even said it over, but I found this year the Chedush Yerim also says the same thing, so I guess it means that we're supposed to say it over again. Cheshbonot are good, but Hashem said no. You're right. You want for the right reasons to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and it's a good thing. But at the end of the day, Hashem said, no, don't eat from it. A lot of people, they make their own, you know,
calculations.
Oh, this is what we good. Yeah, but see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. See what the Das Torah, the Chacham are saying. And could be that's what Hashem was teaching them. You see, there's a tremendous Eitz Hadas. There's tremendous things you could get from this. But I said no. Learn no is no. That's how the Chidush Harim explains that Eitz Hadas was a good thing. Yet Hashem said no, and it was a bad thing when she ate it. Because no is no, and you can't make your own calculations. But I want to say a little different shot. Eitz Hadas had both. If you notice, it doesn't say ki nechmara eitz lahaskil. What does it also say? Ki toiv ha'eitz le... Michael, so it's not just Nechmod Lahaskel. It's very easy to come and look at the end of the pasuk and say, oh, she wanted Haskel. She thought there was something great. Yeah, but it also says Taiva. It also says Kitoiva Eitzel Michael. So which one is it? Is it Taiva or is it this? And you know what I think, Rabbi Yisai? It's both. It's both. Part of it is Kitoy Veitz Lamaichel. And it's Nechmod Leinayim. And because of that, it also has the Koyach of Nechmod Lahaskel to differentiate between the two. And I'll give you an example. You know, it's brought down from the Nefesh HaChaim, brings Shar Aleph, Perik Vav, Nagah, that actually Adam Arishan had to have had Shaychus to the Eitz Sahara before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Otherwise, they wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. You see that the Nachash was around even before. So what was the difference before Eitz Hadas and after Eitz Hadas? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, before Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Sahara was on the outside. The Nachash was external. After, the Nachash was where? Internal. The Eitz Sahara was internal. What does he mean? So I explained to you many times before he was identifiable. You knew. There he is. That's the Nachash. He's enticing me, but I see it. Afterwards, he was internal. that I don't know if it's me or him. Who's talking? When I say I want, who's the I? Is it I or is it my Yetzirah? Says the Nefesh HaChayim that this happened after the Eitz HaDaat. What does that mean? Irvuvia. There was a mix. Became all murfal, clouded up, that you don't know, is it me? Is it the Yetzirah? What is it? Who is it? Oh. So then it comes out like this. Kitoiva Eitz L'Maichel. Right? It's true that the Eitz HaDaas is able to differentiate between the two. But it also made it that without the differentiation that you can't differentiate. Before the Eitz HaDaas, it was self-evident. Yetzirah and what's good. Afterwards, it became mixed with the ability to be able to differentiate between the two. So there is a good part of it. What's the good part of it? That you could differentiate. But the bad part of it is that it became mixed together. I'll give you an example. You want to hear a very simple example? I always bring this mushroom. Yeah? You know there's a science of shots. You know, they give a shot. You know how it works, the shot? They take the disease and they give you a small dosage of the disease. They put it inside you in order you should be able to fight it. It builds up the immune system and you can fight it. Tell me something. If the disease wouldn't be in this world, would they have to give you some of it? No. Right? It's only because it's here already, so now we have to give it to you so you should be able to fight it. Now, someone's going to come and say, but it's a good thing to fight it. So let's give it to you. No, it's only good after you have the machla. Before you have the machla, there's nothing good about it. So Avada the Eitz HaDaas had the ability to have the das to differentiate between the two. But Kolzman, they didn't eat from the Eitz HaDaas, they didn't need it. Kolzman that they ate from the Eitz, they didn't eat from the Eitz HaDaas, there was no need for it. I'll give you an example. The Rambam in Ma'ir Nevuchim explains the difference between before Eitz HaDaas and after Eitz HaDaas. Before Eitz HaDaas, Adam HaRishon saw clearly the difference between Sheker and Emes. Sheker and Emes. It's clear. After Eitz HaDaas, yeah, it became the differentiation between Noeh and Umeguna. What does he mean? At first, he differentiated between Emes and Sheker. After Eitz HaDaas, the Rambam Meir Nevuchim writes that he had to differentiate between Noeh. You know what Noeh means?
Noeh.
Beautiful. Umeguna. What does it mean? Tell you what it means. Sheker and Emes. It's clear. After Eitz HaDaas, we weren't clear anymore. Why? Because even what was not good, there was a taiva. No, it looks nice. The Yetzirah made that the Noeh, the Megunah should look Noeh, and that the Noeh should look Megunah. He gave an external touch-up, politics, politician. He took what was Sheker and he made it, ooh, it's sweet. Before Eitz HaDaas was clear, it was wrong and not and right. Afterwards, the wrong and right is there, but it gets cloudy. It's schmack, it's nice, it's sweet. And he took what was good, and he made it what? Miguneh, that How many people would say, I remember, you see, yeshiva was wasting his time. Shmuel Birnbaum told me, why did the B'nai Torah of the Mir in Europe get married when they were in the late 30s? I asked him. I said, who gets married at 38, 39, 40? You know what he told me? Nobody wanted to marry them.
Wow.
It was like the biggest bizayon to say, oh, I have a son-in-law that's sitting and learning. My husband is sitting and learning. Today, it's the opposite. Today, everybody walks around. They're so proud. My husband, my son-in-law is learning. The Yetzirah made it that what was right should be meguneh. What was wrong should be na'eh.
See?
Yeah. This is when it's urpal, when it's all confusion, comes along the Eitz Hadas, and he made that confusion. The Eitz Hadas did that with the ability to overcome that with Das. Heskel, to be able to see beyond, to be able to see the difference. Takes a lot of Heskel to see that what I think I really want, it's only I want it because of the wrong reasons. A lot of dat. It came with the Eitz Hadat. But what came with the Eitz Hadat is the beginning of the Pasuk too. Ki toivo Eitz Lamacha. The Tavo hi Leinayim. So the Nechmad is Lahaskin. But it also came with Taivo Leinayim. This Rabbi Isai is what it brought. Okay. Das the Kedusha. It's a spiritual das. That's not wisdom. It's a sense. What's right and wrong. What's holy and not holy. There is such a das. You're thinking, huh? It's making you think. Rabbi Yeruchim, in his next sicha, he explains how Eitz Hadas is called Te'imas Olam Haza. It's a taste of Olam Haza. I believe that's what Rabbi Yeruchim means. Like the shot. It gave you a little bit of the poison, a taste of it, and the ability with Das to overcome it. So if someone asks you, what was the Eitz Hadas? You tell them, it's a shot. It was a taste of the world. It gave you a little bit of the disease, but he also gave you the Das, the immune system, to be able to fight it. I know. I'm just, what should I do? What should I have? 15 minutes. It's one of those. That's what, you know, my mind is me. Not new shop today because of this. But all right, I have no choice. It's part of life. Okay. I will fast forward a little bit. The Gemara says, according to one man, to Omar, the tree that Adam Arishan ate from was a chita. Mm-hmm. It was wheat. Mm-hmm. All my life, I didn't understand this Gemara. Chita is not an eitz. It's not a tree. So how could it be that it was chita? If you come and say
it was a tree,
that it was etrog and other okay, that's trees. Even Geffen, I could hear you could call it a tree. But Chita is definitely not a tree. So I found for Reb Tzadik HaKoyin Gevaldik. Says Reb Tzadik in Pre-Tzadik Pashas B'Chukosai. You know the difference between a fruit and a tvua?
Grain.
A fruit, ready-made. Take it from the tree and you eat it. You know what it is to plant a tree? It doesn't take too much. You have to plant the seed. And it grows. It's just a little bit water. Tfuah. You have to plow. Zayra Kaiter. 11 melachot on Shabbat. Called Sidur de Pat. 11. You have to sift it, and you have to grind it, and you have to put in water. It's a lot of avodah, yeah? Before the Eitz Hadas says the pre-tzadik, rip-tzadik, the tfua was like a pre.
Wow.
It grew bread. The trees grew bread. No work necessary. After the Eitz Hadas, then it turned into tfua. And that's the klal of b'zeyas apecha taychalecha haflecha. All my life, I didn't understand what's the tree. Chita's not a tree. And you know what the answer was? Yes, it was. It became not. It became not. Okay. Now, Rabbi Sai, the way we explain the Eitz Hadas, everything fits. Yeah. You know, tvua is parnasa. It's amazing. It's the food of the person. Part of parnasa is mitzvah. Torah and derech eretz. The Rambam paskins, you must have it. We find many cases in halacha that going for parnasa has a halacha of going with bar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Yet, it's clouded by Yetzihara. Why? The Yetzihara tells us more. So what he takes is something which is basic and he clouds it with taiva. That's Pshat Chita. The Eitz Hadas was about Chita. It was about the Lechem Ha'adam. On one hand, it was important. You know, the Rambam even says that a person shouldn't just sit Yoish in the bottle. In Hilchus Sisaydi HaTorah, in Hilchus Derech Eretz, the Rambam writes that a person who sits nothing will get sick. A person needs physical work. Yeah? You never know if the Bezeyas HaPecha Toich HaLechem has in it this Nekuda. Hashem knows that a person has to do something. You know that the worst thing is for a person to sit home Yoish in bottle. Doing nothing. So of course if a person is sitting and learning, okay. But if he's not learning, the working itself has tremendous maila. But that same work, when it's attached to taiva, it becomes a workaholic. It's an unbelievable thing. If you understood the mechanics of work, work is a good thing. When you attach it to taiva, it becomes a terror. You know that Lahavdil, the Nazis, you know what their slogan is when they've made people work all day? Arbeit macht frei. What did they mean? They meant something, huh?
What did they say?
Arbeit, work makes free, makes a person free. Meshachreret. You know what it means? It means this you saw. There's something good about work. Yeah, but if you misuse it, then it's not good. If it's attached to a taiva, then it becomes out of control. The ability to see the difference is in this nekuda. I want to tell you, we say every morning by the davening, Hanoise, Lasech bi vino, Havchin beyoilu beyoilu. The ability to be mavchin, right? So what? I thought we said it's something kedusha, it's something spiritual, it's something on the. You see that the sechmi is able to be mavchid ben yoyim v'layim. We say this in the Havdalah of right? Lahavdul ben or ben achayshach, right? But the sechmi could do it. So the truth is, I was thinking, he's mavchid between light and dark. It's pretty obvious. But it's not even true, because the truth is the sechmi is mavchid when it's birvuvia. He sees it when it's still mixed. Mm-hmm. He's able to detect it. So I was thinking, what's the pshat? You know what the answer is? The Eibishter gave it as a matana to the sech. I think it's the only animal that could do it. And the reason is for us to learn to wake up on time for davening. And that's why we make the bracha. I have to make a bracha about a rooster. What is my bracha in the morning about roosters? Do I come and say, Hashem, thank you very much for giving the giraffe that he's a tall guy. Thank you very much for giving the elephant that he plays, whatever he does. Thank you very much for giving the dog that he barks and scares people away and it protects people. What does that have to do with anything? And the teretz is sechvi. First of all, there's one sheet that holds in the Mefarshim that sechvi is a person. It doesn't even mean a rooster. But it's hagufa, that the Eibishter gave the ability to mavchid b'yoyim v'layla for avodas Hashem. And that's a matana to the sechvi. Lahavchid is a tremendous koyach. With this rabbi side, I don't have too much more time, so I'm trying to cut down here. So let me see. Well, what should I tell you? Okay. Mission of us, I guess we'll do a different time. Okay, so I guess we have to land. Let's go back to the Yisrael. Okay? Getting back to the Yisrael.
We have to land.
So what should I do? Okay, here it is. All right, we'll do this a different time. Listening, Rabbi, see you listening. A person, if he doesn't work on clarity, to work on the chushim, to sense what's Torah, what's Yetzahara, he's in the dark. Yetzahara is going to convince you Averis HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs are Averis. You have to ask the Eibishter, Chanein HaMitzvah, Rabbein HaShalem, give me this Das. The Das to be Mavchi. It's a Kedusha. And that's why the Nazir, he was very holy, the Nazir. You know what's holy about it? He had his eye on the ball. He didn't lose sight. The world is busy with whatever they're busy with. He doesn't drink wine. He doesn't have any vices. You know, the Chaznish writes, Ki ein etzev be'olam. V'mi shemakir orot ha'emet. You know, the Chaznish, I told you this once. He writes a letter to somebody, apologized and he didn't answer his letter. I know you wrote me a letter, but I couldn't answer you. Why? He says, I have a very miserable life. Ainli shum tanu mitanugi olam hazeh. Three rest question. I had nothing. And which he did. His wife wasn't well. He had no children. He had no money. He had no health. He had nothing. Chazish had nothing. Chazish used to lay in bed and learn because he couldn't move. He would come to his house. He would be laying in his bed with his learning. He'd be writing in bed learning because he couldn't move. Ki ainli shum tanug. So when you read such a letter, you know what you think? Suicidal. Right? This is if someone commits suicide, he leaves such a note. Chazanish writes, I think either that letter, I think it's maybe that letter. That letter he writes that his only tanug is to listen to the Shulchan Aruch. But in another letter he writes, Ki ein etzev v'olam. There's nothing in the world that can make a person sad. For someone who recognizes the light of truth. When you see the truth, when you have clarity, you know, all these vices, a person drinks and he needs vacations and he had this smoking and that. You know what the real shurish of it is? Not 100% happy. And you know why he's not 100% happy? Because he doesn't have the clarity. The nazir, he sees the oireis ha'emes. Don't drink wine. I'm not going to get drunk. I'm not afraid of a Bowery bum. What are we afraid of? You drink wine, he drinks a little bit of wine. You don't need it. So when a person drinks it for Kiddush, I ask you, Kashik, he's drinking it for the right reason. There's nothing wrong with the wine. You're not drinking it as a vice. You're drinking L'Kadi Shem Shemayim. Then it's good. It's not the wine.
But even that he cannot drink.
It's why you drink it. I know a nazir is not allowed to have any because he has to stay away from every wine because he has to be completely to the other side. But the yesod is, wine is good. Misha Makir Orota Emetz. But if it's to cover over, to camouflage, and to make a person forget this world and the Emet in this world, he can't deal with the Emet, then wine is no good. When wine is used for the Emet, then it's good. When wine is used to camouflage and to run away from the truth as escape, then it's no good. Deal with the Emet. See the truth. Clarity. And you know how it's done? Ask Hashem for it. We should learn from the parsha of Nazir. So I asked you, what's Bereishai? And the answer is, the yisod of the Naziris is where?
Inside.
It's in the head. It's the clarity. It's the brirut. It's the dat. And that's Kedusha. And that's the Eitz Hadas. Clarity, nechmat lahaskel. You see the difference between what's good and what's taiva. Ki taiva eats the machel. You hear? Ki taiva, it's good. But it's also nechmat tavaleinayim. It's a double edged sword. Ki taiva, it's good. But it's also what? Tavaleinayim. So therefore, it's nechmat lahaskel to see the difference. That's das. Boys, have a good one.
That was sometimes.